Welcome to the Exam Stress Mind Hack, slowing down your breathing by Claire Yoser at beatexamstress.com. So it's important to do this technique within your comfortable limits. If breathing is an issue for you, please just imagine and visualize it instead. But for most people, this will be perfectly safe as long as you take it gently. I recommend you do this yourself a few times before you teach it to your child so that you are familiar with it, comfortable with it, and that you are modeling it to your child, that you know in your heart the difference it will make. So to begin, become aware of where your breathing is in your body. And if it feels comfortable to you, consciously shift your focus to the diaphragm area just below your rib cage. Then allow your breathing to settle as you begin to breathe in and out at that point. So if your breathing was in your upper chest or your shoulders, imagine you can move it down to the diaphragm. And as you breathe in and out at the diaphragm, your breathing will naturally start to slow down. And just continue in your own time for the next few moments. And now notice how long your in and out breath are. Gently count them. You might choose seconds or heartbeats. And for most of us, it's just 1 or 2 seconds each way. So for the next few breaths, add one count. If your natural rate was 2 in and 2 out, breathe in, 2, 3, out, 2, 3. And just continue in your own time for the next few breaths. And you might start to notice your body relaxing, your jaw relaxing, your eyes feeling less tense. And if you feel the urge to sigh on the out-breath, that's fine too. Letting go of the stress and tension as your body naturally and automatically rebalances your nervous system and shuts down the adrenaline and cortisol. And you can add a 1 to your count if you want to, breathing in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4. Extend it by a count whenever it feels comfortable. If you're working with your child, you don't want to go beyond 5. If I'm working with adults, there's actually a lovely heart-based meditation that gets to a count of 8. But the idea here is to feel the sense of relief and relaxation. It's not a competition. And when you're ready, and you can feel that relaxation has shifted in your body, prepare to release the practice with a smile. And if you've been doing this with your child, you might want to discuss with them how they could remind themselves to play with this the next time that they are feeling stressed.